Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic, no glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress Manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
This product has changed my life.
And it just never smudges. I have the oiliest eyelids, and it's the only mascara I can use that never transfers on my lid.
I feel like whether you're a makeup pro, you'll love this, or if you're not so great at makeup application and sculpting like me, it's still super easy to use.
I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles! Every week, we break down the most important beauty news and launches, interview your favorite beauty experts, influencers, and celebrity guests,
and review our favorite beauty products of the moment as your beauty editor BFFs from the beautiful and great city of Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos!
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Hello, 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 my brunette Kirby. I always forget and then I remember.
I know. Maybe it's like I give off blonde vibes.
It's like blonde energy for sure.
You know what someone else told me? That I have tall girl energy.
You know, someone told me that recently as well. You definitely have taller girl energy than I do. But by no means are the both of us tall.
No, I'm 5'4". That's not tall. That's not tall. Everyone in my family is tall, but I'm not tall.
You're my ideal height. Like, I would like to be 5'4".
I don't know what height I would want to be. I have friends that are super tall. I feel like most of my friends live in the 5'7 to 5'9 range.
Really? God, you have tall friends.
Yeah, I have some tall friends. I have a friend that's like 5'11".
Jelly.
But then I also have really short friends. Like, I have like you and like 5 foot tall friends. I think I have maybe one or two people that I know that are like exactly my height.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Maybe it's our big Capricorn energy that makes us seem really tall.
I'm really getting in touch with my Scorpio moon. It's fall. Okay. Or it's not actually fall yet, y'all. But it's going to be fall in 3 weeks. And I'm already ready. I want black lipstick, black nails, like demonic shit. I want witches, Halloween, the occult. Like, let's get into it. Like, I want to speak to the
people that are dead. I want like a Ouija board. Yeah, I want it all. I want it all. And I want it now. That's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling very dark and twisty.
Right around the corner. Do you have your costumes already?
Y'all, I have my costumes. September's my test them out and then potentially film them month.
Right, right.
I have high hopes for myself. I'm actually going to be shooting some content with Max Bronner, our friend Max.
Oh, yes. A very talented photographer.
If y'all don't follow Max, truly his work is chef's kiss. So I'm really excited about that. And I told him, can we just do some Halloween stuff? I haven't taken Halloween photos in years, essentially.
Yes.
So I'm excited.
Yes. That's going to be epic.
Speaking of epic, this episode, well, we initially said it was going to be a mailbag episode. Send us your questions. We will answer them to the best of our abilities. But then we remembered on our hotline, we had several Glamgelinos call in and leave us their woif, the what's on your face. So we decided we're going to kind of make this a hybrid show.
This episode is for you guys. This is like your episode featuring Kirby and Sarah.
Yes. So you're going to hear some voicemails of Glamgelinos from across the country. I don't think we have anybody across the world. Somebody did message us, though, from Malaysia on our Instagram and said they're a big fan from Malaysia, which I was like, wow.
Oh my God.
Hi. Welcome to Glamgelino land. But y'all are going to hear directly from the Glamgelinos' mouths what they have been using and why they love it. And we picked these three specifically because we felt like these are really good picks that maybe some of you, like one of the products is not used in the way it's intended. And that's why I think I love the recommendation so much.
I love a beauty hack. And the explanations are so good.
Yep.
Like, y'all really, like, got into it. You channeled us and, like, went above and beyond.
So, we're going to kick things off with an email we received. This is a question for Sarah and I.
Love the pod. Been listening since the first episode. Thank you. My question is, what is the best product to use to get rid of or lessen discoloration? Something with quality ingredients, price is not an issue. We love to hear it.
Wow.
I know. I know it takes time and to obviously wear sunscreen daily, but I want to spend the money on something that is worth it, especially if I'm going to be using it religiously for 2 or more months. Thanks, Sasha.
You've come to the right place.
Yes, you have. And I love that it's very much like a Dodo Ho situation here where she's like, you know, she wants to invest in a product that actually works, but she's like, cut the bullshit. Just tell me what I need.
Yes, exactly. So discoloration, the way I'm looking at this is maybe you have acne scars, pigment from that. Maybe it's sun damage. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's some kind of like hormonal hyperpigmentation. I want you to keep your expectations in check. If it's hormonal, it's going to be a little bit harder to get rid of. Okay, it's not going to completely disappear, but there are things you can use to brighten your skin and even your skin tone as best as you can. If it's sun damage, if it's acne spots, it might take a couple of months, but by using a few things, you can get to a good spot with evening out your hyperpigmentation.
I also have to say, I love that she gave the period of like 2+ months. Like, she understands that this is not like an overnight change that's going to happen. Like, this sort of thing, like you said, Kirby, takes a little bit of time, especially if, you know, you have your acne scars or, again, if you are hormonal. So what's your number one pick for ingredient-wise?
So there's ingredients that I think she should think about, but also I think there are products that exfoliate that I think are important, right? Like to get those dead skin cells removed, that's going to help. The turnover is going to be important. Mm-hmm. And then also something that like actually lightens, right? That actually tries to even out the tone.
Totally.
The ingredients that I put here, though, are really ingredients that lighten. Maybe lighten's not the right word. There's only one of these that essentially bleaches the skin.
Right. Brighten or fade the discoloration or hyperpigmentation.
That's the correct term, fade. Okay, so hydroquinone, it's controversial. And I know that...
Because it's hard to say.
Hydroquinone is really kind of known as the gold standard in terms of seeing this lessening of pigmentation, right? There was a product that Murad had. It's called the Rapid Dark Spot Correcting Serum. They still have that product, but it's now made without hydroquinone. And the reason being is that when you have a certain percentage of hydroquinone now in a product, it has to be prescribed. And apparently this product was made with probably more than what was indicated to be okay without a prescription. This all happened recently when COVID happened. There were a bunch of laws and things put into place. I can't even remember exactly what it was, so pardon me on that. But if you did love that product and then you noticed that like the formula changed, the package changed, all that stuff, that's why. I freaking loved that product. That product did have hydroquinone. I have used it since without it, and I do think it actually works. But the original I saw, thought it was way more effective more quickly. Mm-hmm. I saw that sooner. That being said, I also have a prescription from my dermatologist, Dr. Samolitis, that has hydroquinone in it. And it has kojic acid, it has niacinamide, and it has retinoic acid as well. And it helps to fade discoloration and works for a few other things as well. So
is your prescription, what percent is it, like 3 or 4? Or something like that?
I wish I could remember. It's literally just sitting up on my vanity right now. Don't do as I do. Anything my dermatologist gives me, I just do it because I trust this woman with my life.
Well, obviously.
So obviously. I don't even ask questions about what the percentage of the HQ is, you know?
I only ask that because I was reading something that said that most over-the-counter hydroquinone is like 2%.
Yeah, probably.
So I'm just imagining that it's probably stronger, but... I mean, probably. Yeah, I would trust her with my life as well. Next, we have niacinamide, but you guys know that we love and use a lot of niacinamide. One product that has niacinamide that I love, and I think a lot of people love, well, it actually has niacinamide and tranexamic acid, so it's like a double whammy, is Topicals Faded, brightening and clearing serum.
Yep, Faded is a good one.
Do you like to use that one?
Oh, yeah. I love that one. I think it's great.
So, like, when you're trying products out like this, do you not use your prescription?
When I'm testing them, yes, because I want to see, like, how it works. But I use at least, like, one, like, product to fade my hyperpigmentation a day.
I just didn't know if it was, like, is it too much to use with prescription?
No. When I'm using my prescription retinol hydroquinone thing, I use that at night and I don't use anything else with it. But then the next day, like, I would use something like topicals. And I would actually use something like topicals in the morning.
Mm, got it. Okay. You know one product when we were talking about in the niacinamide episode that I forgot to bring up that has niacinamide?
What?
Is the Peach and Lily Glass Skin Refining Serum.
Yep. That's a good one. I honestly feel like that one is starter skincare. To be completely honest.
Yeah, like I think that that's a good one if discoloration, hyperpigmentation isn't like your number one struggle. But like if your goal is to get rid of it, it does make your skin look brighter. Yeah, like I don't have a ton of hyperpigmentation, but I do like to use this. And like you said, Kirby, it's a good starter, good little entryway point into the niacinamide.
I also think when it comes to like niacinamide and hydroquinone, I'm pretty sure Apostrophe, who does sponsor our podcast, when you go on there and you start filling out your form, I have had a formula where they've included both niacinamide and hydroquinone. Mm-hmm. So one thing to look into is potentially Apostrophe. We have a discount. Just go to apostrophe.com/Los Angeles. This is not an integration, y'all. I'm just telling y'all because we have the sponsorship. Another ingredient, though, azelaic acid, great for rosacea and also acne and helps fade dark spots. I know Apostrophe has a prescription for that as well.
Paula's Choice has a really good azelaic acid product.
Yes, I know a lot of people love it. Again, we haven't tried Paula's Choice, so we have no freaking clue how well it actually works. But people rave about their azelaic acid specifically. Mm-hmm. I know that Naturium has an option. Maybe you're like, mm-hmm. I want to see what Naturium's all about or what azelaic acid's all about. I've tried their emulsion. It's 10% azelaic acid. It's $22. You can get it at Target. Azelaic acid, it's not one of, I think, like the top three acids that you normally hear about, like lactic, glycolic, salicylic, but it's become abundantly more popular in the past 2 or 3 years because of how well it works, not only for things like acne and pigmentation, but rosacea as well. Yeah, tranexamic acid too. I'm going to be 100 with y'all. Know that they're putting it in products to be applied topically, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know the Inky List has just like straight up tranexamic acid. Obviously, topicals has tranexamic acid in their products in Faded. Take oral tranexamic acid. Dr. Samolitis, many years ago, when I was talking to her about my melasma, she was telling me that women who had like heavy menstrual flows were being prescribed tranexamic acid to help with that. And one of the benefits of that was that their melasma was lessening. So she prescribed me tranexamic acid pills. I take 50 milligrams. I don't take them like all year. I'll do it for maybe 3 months, stop for 2 or 3 months, go back on them. And I can tell y'all like the change is super significant. I've had no problems. However, if you are on oral birth control, you can't take these because it's like a blood pressure thing. There's like, there could be a blood pressure issue. I have an IUD, so that's not a problem for me, but I just wanted to give you the heads up because I do get asked this question a lot regarding the pills, and some of your dermatologists might not even like know about this.
Well, shouldn't they know about that?
Well, it's like relatively new. This is not like retinol, right? Like, or like birth control. It's been around for like 20 plus years. So I've had people ask me about the pills and then I tell them, they're like, oh, well, when I talked to my dermatologist, they had no idea. And if your dermatologist doesn't have any idea, I think you should just go with what your dermatologist says. I wouldn't want them prescribing like an incorrect dosage or anything. You know what I mean? Like, you need to just talk it out. You need to talk it out. But for me personally, the tranexamic acid pills have helped. And I also just want to offer two more things. I take a DIM supplement. It's DIM. Has helped me significantly because my dermatologist suggested it in conjunction with like everything else I'm doing. And I also take HelioCare, which has been helpful as well. So it's a lot.
Yeah, I need a picture of like your daily supplements. Well, whatever you're doing is working.
I mean, my melasma is not as aggressive as it used to be, I'll tell you that much. So pretty psyched about it. Okay, that's hyperpigmentation. Hope that helped.
I think that helped. That
and we're going to put all of this on our Shop Our Shelf and on our website so you can go and look through every single product that we recommended.
Thanks for asking us the questions, Shasha.
Shasha, woo woo.
All right, we have our first voicemail.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Kirby and Sarah. My name is Natalia, and I live in Canada. This product has changed my life. It is the Got to Be Glued Spike Gel. So, what I do with this spike gel is I get a spoolie and then I actually just brush it into my brows, wait a few minutes till it sets, and I get, no joke, the fluffiest brows I've ever had in my life. I have a few bald spots just on the end, so I just use like my Benefit pencil or sometimes my Anastasia pencil, just quickly do those brow strokes, and I am set for the day. And it's like magic. So, Got to Be glued up spike gel, I think it's called. It's like in Canada, $9, maybe even less. And it's a huge, huge kind of like package. So, it will last you for years. That's all. Thank you so much. I love your pod.
So, Natalia from Canada, using Got to Be glued styling spiking glue, if you were unable to understand like what she was saying and talking about, because I feel like she was like walking somewhere or like driving or something. It was like a little chaotic. Sorry, Natalia, it was. This is a hair product that she's using on her brows. And at first I thought, girl, you're playing a dangerous game. You're playing a dangerous game putting a product like that so close to your eyeballs. But then I went and I started looking through the reviews on Target, and a lot of people are using this as a brow gel. Freaking love it. And says that it keeps their hairs just completely straight up, fluffy, laminated on their head.
Oh my God, this is kind of genius.
I almost wonder if it's a similar consistency and formulation as the brow lamination glue that, remember when I talked about using that?
Mm-hmm.
This is the vibe I'm getting from it. I haven't personally used this. Have you?
Maybe like 20 years ago.
Yeah. So this is $5. And a lot of people that have reviewed this product say that they use it for their lace front wigs to like keep the wig in place. But you have to use the tiniest amount because apparently it may dry white if you use too much. It kind of reminds me of the Peter Thomas Roth product. If you use too much of that product, it will pill. It will
totally
move around and leave like a weird, like chalky finish.
Like I remember my brother used to like use this or like Garnier when we were growing up. He had like the spiky hair.
Yeah.
And so he would put it on, and if you put too much on, it would get like flaky.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it would get like white and flaky. So yeah, I could see you overdoing this a little bit, especially on your brows, and it would start to flake. But just the perfect littlest amount is genius.
And this is funny. So it's wind tunnel tested for spiky hair, which I think is hilarious. It's water resistant. And yeah, it just apparently gives you this like beautiful laminated eyebrow look. So $5, can't be beat. Natalia, I think this is a great wife. We love to see it. And if you feel comfortable, send us a picture of yourself wearing it to our email, losangelespodcast@gmail.com, and we will post it on our Instagram.
Yes.
Woo, woo.
The next product we have, or the next wife we have, is from Olivia.
Hi, my name's Olivia Green. I'm a longtime listener of the podcast, and I love you guys. And I wanted to share one of my wifes. So mine is the mascara, The Shock from YSL. I never see anyone talk about it. I post it on my Instagram all the time, but I never see anyone else talk about it. I've been using it for years. I use it on everyone when I do their makeup, and it just never smudges. I have the oiliest eyelids, and it's the only mascara I can use that never transfers on my lid, and it just makes your lashes so thick and voluminous and also very long. It's definitely a dramatic mascara, but I just love it, and it holds the curl of your lashes after you curl them so well, and everyone I use it on always, or introduce it to, always gets so obsessed with it. So yeah, that's my voice. Love you guys. Bye.
The Shock Mascara from YSL, it's discounted from $30 to $15. Is this like a sale or a discontinued sale?
So, okay, first of all, Olivia is a makeup artist, so I trust her intimately with this recommendation.
Yes.
I went to the YSL website and it was discounted from $30 to $15, but on Sephora's website, it's not. It's still like $30-ish dollars. The Shock Mascara from YSL. As Olivia said, nobody talks about this product. I didn't even know this product existed, to be completely honest. Like, I'm a mascara fiend and nobody's been like, oh my God, you have to try this YSL mascara. I'm going to run out and get this, okay? It apparently dries pretty quickly, and it gives you a dramatic look. I think because it dries so quickly, it allows you to keep adding layers so that you can really build up the volume on your lashes.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the photos of women who have tried it and worn it. Their lashes are super glam, super dramatic. Like, they look like faux lashes with the mascara. It's bonkers.
Why is it on super sale? And why haven't you heard about it? I wonder.
The other thing is that I saw a comment on YSL's website on the product page that said, I'm really bummed out that this is being discontinued. So Olivia, I don't know what the tea actually is. It's still available on Sephora.com, but if you love it, you should go stock up because...
I was going to say, but what's the rule, Kirby, on stocking up on mascara?
If it's on discount, you stock the hell up.
No, I mean like, you know, shelf life.
Oh! Shelf life for mascara is 3 months. So from the time you open it, after 3 months, you have to throw it away, okay? Because like you're constantly opening it up. Air is getting in there. It's drying it out probably. But to that note, one thing that people have said about this is that it clicks, the lid clicks to ensure it's properly closed.
Like airtight. Okay. I am looking at some of these photos on the YSL website, and this is very dramatic. Like it does look like falsies.
Totally. And she says that it doesn't transfer. She doesn't get any transfer and that she normally, like she said, she has the oiliest eyelids and she never deals with transfer. I did see some people say that they did experience transfer, but like later on in the day.
That's like normal, right? For mascaras.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I personally never have dealt with a transfer except for like when I'm applying it. But if you normally go throughout the day and you're like, why the hell is my mascara all over my eyelid? Maybe this is the mascara to try. I want to try it now. Olivia sold me.
Yeah. I mean, there are people who say that it's really easy to apply. No clumping. Holy grail product. Thank you for the hot tip, Olivia.
Yes. We love to hear it. Olivia, send us a pic wearing the mascara.
Yeah. Okay. So now we have Sam in Florida.
Sam in Florida.
Hi, Kirby. Hi, Sarah. It's Sam in Florida. I heard you wanted to know what's on my face. Well, I just bought this recently. It's the Patrick Ta Major Sculpt Cream Contour and Powder Bronzer Duo. And I got it in the shade, the medium shade She Sculpted. And oh my goodness, the stuff is amazing. I've never been a whiz at contouring and sculpting my face, but this makes it so easy. So it's got half of it is the cream contour. And then the bottom half is a complementary tone in a powder bronzer. And I bought it with the brush, the Major Sculpt contour brush. And the two of them together is just so easy to use. And I just wear it on natural face over my sunscreen without any base and just kind of sculpt my cheekbones a bit and add some color on my forehead. And it's so easy. I feel like whether you're a makeup pro, you'll love this, or if you're not so great at makeup application and sculpting like me, it's still super easy to use. So that's what's on my face, and thank you guys. Love the podcast. Keep it up. I've been binging you guys all week.
I have not tried this product before. She is recommending the Patrick Ta Major Sculpt Cream Contour and Powder Bronzer Duo, as well as the Major Sculpt Contour Brush.
Both are $38.
Have you used this, Kirby?
I haven't. I like Patrick Ta products, but I haven't used this. What I will say is that I like that it's the cream and the powder bronzer together in one, because oftentimes when you're contouring your face with the cream, to get it to set, you need to apply a powder on top. So it's like you're kind of reinforcing the contour by using the bronzer.
Sure.
And then there's like a very beautiful sculpt contour brush that makes it easy to know exactly like how to apply it to your cheekbones, your jawline, around your forehead.
That's like the same way I am with my blush. If I'm using like a cream blush, I still feel like I need to go over it with like a light powder blush to sort of blend and set. It's been like a hot minute since I've contoured my face. I haven't had like anywhere to go, but I might have to call this product in.
Yeah, I'm using the Chanel Le Beiges.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to hit pan on that one, though. Oh. I know. I've been going to town.
How do you use that? Do you use a brush? Do you use a, like a sponge? Walk me through your process.
I use a brush, a very densely packed kind of smaller brush. that I stick in there and kind of rub it around, and then I mark my face where I want it, and then I use a sponge and I buff it out and kind of diffuse the harsh lines, and it makes you just look really bronzy and gorge.
It is so good. I have to say Chanel makes, which is like so random, but they make my favorite bronzers.
Yeah, they make like really good bronzers.
Like their whole La Beige like collection, like the powders, the creams, like it's all so good.
On the Patrick Ta note, can I just tell you that the Major Brow Lamination Gel is good. It's really good. I got it after I got the Refi. And while I do love the Refi, I've been using this one way more. I have so many brow products that I've been loving lately, and I'm just like shook.
I was going to text you because I was going to call dibs on a wife. Because I was like, oh, I love it so much. I want to talk about it. Makeup by Mario just came out with the brow gel.
Oh my God. I don't have it, but I'm getting it. I'm so excited.
I used it yesterday and I was like, holy shit, this stuff is so good.
Damn. I can't wait to get it on my face. Y'all already know I stan makeup by, literally any Makeup by Mario product, just get on me.
I love his
bronzers. I love his cream blushes. I love his regular blushes. I love his eyeshadow palettes.
I mean, it's true makeup artistry.
Totally.
You're going to love this brow. I mean, if you don't, then we obviously want two different things in brows, but I think you're going to love this brow gel.
I cannot wait to get it on my face.
Like, it just added so much dimension and fluff to my brow, just like naked brow. Like, I didn't even have anything in it.
Wow.
Then I like went in with the pencil that he has. It was just so good. I'm like so excited for you to try it.
You know what Patrick wants us to do? He wants us to bring two other editors onto the pod and do a fantasy draft of makeup.
Oh.
So then we're basically like fighting for, and he's like, yeah, so like then what? Like you take Sarah's Tatcha essence and she's like, damn it. And then, you know, like she takes your, you know, Uma by Sharon C mascara.
Are there like points assigned or something?
I don't know the logistics of it.
Tell Patrick he needs to like plan it out.
Then we have like our team of products, and then the four of us would vote like who has the most stacked team. Okay. But then also on Instagram, people would be like, oh, I want Sarah's team or I want Kirby's team or whatever.
Oh, like Peloton.
Yeah.
Like when they have the challenges. And yes. You have to like pick your team. Okay.
He was thinking it more like the fantasy football drafts.
Yeah. I'm very into this. Let's do it. Okay. I'm like really excited about this last one.
Okay, y'all, I am so freaking excited about this last one. Okay. The minute I saw this in the Facebook group, I went nuts. Okay, so somebody commented in the group, this is like beauty adjacent or like not really beauty or something, but my cuticles are a mess. Help. Like, give me your best cuticle recommendations. And some people were like, clip them. Some people were like, use jojoba oil. And then two people, one right after the other, unaffiliated with Dior, come swooping in. And they're like, you absolutely need this nail cream. It's pricey. Heidi Knack, one of our Glamgelinos in the group, says it helps a lot with your cuticles and that one pot goes a long way. Jana Matthews calls it magic.
Ooh.
So then I get on my Instagram and I'm telling people, I need your reviews. Send them to me right now so I can go buy this. And I had people going, this stuff is the shit. I've been using it for 10 years. It's incredible. Mind you, sometimes when I hear like what the glams have been using for so long, I'm like, I feel like I live on a different planet because I have never even heard about this nail cream. So it's called Dior Creme Apricot Nail Cream. It's $28. Apparently a little bit goes a long way. And I had nail artists write me and tell me this stuff is the shit. Get it. It has changed my cuticle game. And so now I'm about to stock up. I'm about to like roll on over to Nordstrom.
I am like shameless and I'm like, dear Christiana.
Yeah, I rarely reach out to brands about sending me stuff. I get like weird about it because I'm just like, I don't want to have to owe you anything.
No. That's fair. Also, it's like, especially I feel like I am dying to go back into a mall and like Ulta Beauty and Sephora and shop in person. So give me any reason to.
So if you're having nail struggles, if you're on the struggle bus to Nail Town.
I am on the struggle bus to Nail Town.
I feel like my nails look good, but my cuticles constantly flake. Like I have like very dry cuticles that will peel And that's my biggest struggle when it comes to my nails. So the Dior creme, get on my body.
Get on our cutes.
Yes, exactly. So if y'all have used this product, or if Heidi or Jana want to send us a video of application so we can see the texture of it, we will post it on our Instagram.
I feel like Hermes and Gucci Beauty need to come out with a nail cream. It just feels so like vintage and like elegant, you know?
I think that Hermes is going to.
Well, they have the hand cream, right?
Oh, hand cream. Just kidding.
But you know what I mean? Because it's like there's cuticle oils and, you know, hand creams. But I feel like a cuticle cream, it feels very like Oil of Olay era.
Ooh, yeah. Instead of like a cuticle oil. Yes. And obviously the packaging is just stunning. And I'm like a slut for Dior. Like I love Dior makeup. No, I'm not kidding. Like when we went to this Dior event, the Dior backstage event at Milk. Do you remember this? When we got there.
Wait, with Daniel?
Yeah, I was like stealing like makeup remover and brushes and shit because it said like Dior on it. Like,
you mean this one right here?
Yes. I remember I threw it in my bag and was like, oh, guess I'm taking this. It was like literally just for display. Like they did not want us taking these.
That's like when I was at the Chanel store and like the Chanel like napkins in the bathroom. It's like, don't mind if I do.
Yeah. So all about Dior, all about this nail creme. I'm going to get it and we'll also keep y'all posted. But we want to see reviews from the Glamgelinos. If you have a woif, call the hotline 424-341-0426. We want to hear your voices. You can text us if you want to and send a pic. Like,
we would love that. Or like a video, a little demo.
Yes. You don't have to leave an actual voice message. You can leave us a text, send us a message, and provide a photo. It's probably easier to do it via our hotline than like sending it via Instagram DM, because then you are like, okay, how do we say it? It's like a whole ordeal. Or you can email us, losangelespodcast@gmail.com. We love hearing from y'all, and we think that this is an incredible grouping of products that I haven't tried any of these. So look at y'all, influenced. You're influencing us. That's our episode for today. Glams, guess what? We're taking Tuesday off. We're doing it.
We're taking a day of labor off.
We're anti-labor, not for just one day, but for 2 days. So instead of, you know, having to scramble to record something ahead of Tuesday,
we're going to indulge in self-care, and we challenge you to do the same.
Yes, please.
Indulge and treat yourself to a lovely cuticle cream session, or go shopping, ham at the Ulta sale.
Yes. Or yes,
binge on our old episodes.
Yes, we have plenty of old episodes for you to listen to. And we have an amazing guest for next Friday. We're talking all about chemical peels. Okay, that's the hint. So if you were thinking, who wrote the book on chemical peels and makes one of the best at-home chemical peel products? That person is our guest. Good luck. All right, we'll talk to you next Friday.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.